Good afternoon. I will call to order the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education. Rick, what do we do first?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, first agenda item is a work session on the Board of Dentistry.
Okay, so we will go to a work session on the Oregon Board of Dentistry. Rick.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I put inside of your binder two documents. The first is a brief memo from me with attachments relating to the Board of Dentistry and the some information we received from the Department of Administrative Services. This information relates to questions that were asked during their budget hearing. The first memo is regarding the technology equipment purchases and the disposal of computers as they are replaced and what happens to them. You can read through that. Basically, the disposal, as of, I believe it was last session, there was legislation passed that these computers were to be offered to school districts, education service districts, and based on this information here, it appears that there's about 12,000 computers per year that are surplus through that program, and these computers are offered to the Northwest Regional Education Service District and its Students Recycling Used Technology Program. And the students take these and rebuild them and learn how to do that. The next memo was regarding the cost of a fax machine, and they did some comparisons for you there. And then the final memo was in response to Representative Close's question regarding the growth in expenditures at the Board of Dentistry over the last three biennia, and that explains that growth there.
Okay, are there questions about the memos? Representative Winters, are you satisfied with the technology equipment purchases and computer disposal?
I'm satisfied with the method that they use in disposing of the computers, and I think having those computers go to students so that they can work on them and use them is a very good and positive thing. You know, I don't know if any of us have looked at some of the issues surrounding disposal of computers and what they may be doing to dump sites and what have you, but I think it's important that we begin to maybe look at that issue, not only cost issues, but I am pleased that they're going to students. I still would like to sit and have a discussion with DAS on the cost of computers, however.
You think any other questions on that memo or comments? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a comment on that as a person who has many, if not all, of the Northwest Regional ESD schools in my district. I'm very familiar with the STREP program, and it indeed is wonderful, and there are 20 school districts who really benefit from this.
Right. Thank you. You know, and aside from that, too, it would be really interesting to see where, you know, other computers go, ones that we don't have control over through state agencies. If we put out 12,000 a year, think how many show up in the state. Sure.
And I do, that the issue of the components that are inside this community, computer, does have some effect when they're put into landfills and what have you. So that's why I was really concerned. So I think we're doing two good things. We're not putting them there, and one, that we're providing them for students for their use. So I'm pleased with that. With hearing that.
Any other comments on that memo? Hey, Rick, that was a good report. I see you didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it.
took care of that.
No, we're on the front
just
page.
Kidding, of course. Okay. The second memo, fax machine cost comparison. Representative Winters, and I think Representative Post, you had a question about that too, didn't you?
Right.
So what do you think about this memo to us on the subject of fax machine cost?
You know, it's kind of interesting because no one has come before us with a fax machine cost or purchasing one for for the minimum range. You know, we're always getting the ones at the higher range, and so it's interesting to note that you have this really wide range from $335 to $2,997, and I guess a lot would depend upon how much work you have in that load.
Any other comments on the fax machine cost? Yes, Representative Hobson, and then
mine,
thank you, Mr. Chair. Mine is a comment, and I have two fax machines, and one of them was one of the very cheap, inexpensive ones that Representative Winters is talking about. That's why I now have two. One works, one doesn't.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Close.
I was just wondering on this $2,997 fax machine, is that combined with other services? I mean, is it, or is it
Rick,
just for the purpose of faxing?
Well, Mr. Chair, Representative Close, I think if you continue on with the end of that first paragraph there, scanning, works as a copier and collating and printing, and I mean, it's one of those machines with all the bells and whistles.
So, follow up. Sure. Shouldn't we need to ascertain what the needs of the agency are? I mean, do they need to scan all of this?
Mr. Chair, Representative Close, in discussions with the agency, and we'll get into that with the budget recommendation specifically, what they're requesting is $1,300 for more of a middle-of-the-road type machine. They don't need to act as a collator and all those fancy things. They need a plain paper copier that has sufficient memory to store numbers, can receive or handle 50 pages worth of memory, those kinds of things. And I'm guessing, based on this information, that right around $1,000 is what they were saying here that would cost. They've requested $1,300, and when we get into my recommendations, I'm recommending approval of $1,300. But I've got assurances from the agency that they will not spend more than what they need for that fax machine.
Thank you. Point up, just to follow back up on Mr. Chair, Reverend Hobson. My reason for raising these questions is that DAS is responsible for going out to contract to make sure it is getting the best bid possible because we purchase in bulk. And it's no different than if you have a Costco purchasing in bulk. And so I'm looking to make sure that we're getting, you know, our bucks worth. It's not the agency, so they're having to purchase whatever DAS has made their contract agreements with. So really, I think my conversation needs to be with Department of Administrative Services, and because I do know where we're dealing with so many commodities that supposedly the more you buy, the less it costs. And so if that isn't true of what we're getting, my question is why not?
Mr. Chair, and just in addition to that, as part of this memo, you'll see that there is a provision that if an agency can find fax machine or other supplies cheaper than what they can get through the contract, they can go to that contract holder and give them a chance to match that reduced price, and if they won't do it, go out and buy it for the reduced cost.
Representative Smith?
No.
Representative Close.
I just had one more question. The policy package 133, I guess it was not so much the fax machine as the $12,000 total, but did you address that?
We'll get to that.
Okay, we haven't got there yet. Thank you.
What are the recommendations?
Right. Any other questions or comments on fax machine cost comparison? If not, we'll move to growth in Board of Dentistry expenditures since 1997 and 1999, and that was Representative Close's question. And Rick, can you walk us through this? Or?
Yes, Mr. Chair, it appears that most of that growth is simply inflation and the cost of additional positions during that time period. You can see what the DAS analyst has provided to you there. I don't have any other specific comments.
Okay,
other than
do you have any other comments, or Representative Close?
Again, inflation isn't 60%. I realize that cost of service levels in there, but increases. But I don't think this addresses the 60% concern I had. the one position in inflation, is it your view that it would account for that huge of an increase?
Well, Mr. Chair, Representative Close, in addition to that, there are several policy packages that have been implemented. Policy packages are new programs, new policies that have been implemented by previous legislatures during their budget hearings. You see almost $100,000 for enforcement workload issues, plus the one FTE. And then they're including in this the policy packages that they have in their budget for this request as well. We'll bring it up to that.
Say that again.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line here is they're including the 0103 governor's recommended budget policy packages to bring it up to the $1.67 million total.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Truman.
I would just comment that I'm sure every session this budget goes through, the same process is going through now, and it is approved eventually by a subcommittee and the full committee. They generally operate within what we tell them they can do after they propose things.
Right. Yeah, hopefully that is the process, and as we have new members in Ways and Means, well, we need to do that. All right, let's move to the LFO recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You have also a copy of my recommendations with several pages of spreadsheet behind that. What I'd like to do is go to that spreadsheet first to get you to the current service level.
Page 104.
Page 104 is where I'm at. The only adjustment that we have there is at the bottom of the page. We have reduced the budget by $1,548 for the PERS rate adjustment reduction, and also $12,489 for the Attorney General rate reduction in their base budget. That's a reduction from the governor's recommended budget level of $106 per hour for Assistant Attorney General to $97 per hour. Going to the page 2, there are no adjustments on page 2. And go to page 3, middle of the page there, actually on the top of the page, again, we made a reduction in the 030 package for Attorney General rate reduction, and also a reduction for the risk management charges. So that brings the current service level budget to $1,545,890.
Chair, do you want a motion on that now, or you want to wait?
Yes, I'd like to.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the current service level as indicated by LFO.
Senator Trowell moves that we accept the current service level as recommended by LFO. Is there a discussion?
I just have a point of clarification,
sure.
And I thought I heard you say 1,500 and how many thousand?
45,890, the middle of page 3.
That's in that first paragraph of the recommendation. Page 1.
No.
3 or 4. Middle page 3. Oh. Middle, okay.
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. Rick?
Going to the policy packages now. The first policy package, 131, increases the per diem received by board members from $30 per day to up to $150 per day. This package is dependent upon passage of House Bill 2250, which is in front of a substantive committee. My recommendation is that the package be approved, but request DAS unschedule this amount pending the passage of that legislation by the substantive committee. The effect of that is if the substantive committee and the legislature does not pass that bill, they don't have the expenditure limitation. But if the committee finds it appropriate and the legislature passes that bill, then the limitation would be there.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Sure.
I move LFO recommendation concerning package 131.
Senator Trill moves the acceptance of LFO's recommendation on package 131. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair, I will be in opposition to that package.
Okay, thank you.
I will too, Mr. Chair.
Who said that? Oh, thank you. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk would call the roll on the acceptance of package 131.
Representative Schroeder?
Aye.
Representative Winter?
Aye.
Representative Close?
Opposed.
Representative Hodgson?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
No.
Senator Trollope?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is passed. Okay, Rick, package 132.
Package 132 is similar to package 131 in that House Bill 2250 would also add two additional members to the Board of Dentistry. This particular package in their budget would provide for compensation and service and supplies for these two additional packages, or two additional positions. LFO recommendation is to, again, approve the package, but request DAS to unschedule the amount pending passage of House Bill 2250.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Trill.
I move that we accept LFO's recommendation as to package 132.
Senator Trill moves LFO's package, acceptance of it, package 132. Discussion.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I've received numerous amount of faxes from dentists across the state and in my district who are opposed to new members being added to the board. In all good conscience, I cannot support them. And their argument is we do not need more government. However, they weren't so much opposed to increasing the per diem from $30 to $150. They thought that was okay, but they are very much opposed to the two additional board members. And I cannot go there.
Okay. Further discussion? Representative Close.
I just have to agree with what Representative Smith said. I've also received several emails in opposition.
Let's see, Rick, what was the two additional members to be? Public or no?
One was a public technician. Member and one was a dental hygienist.
Public member and a dental hygienist.
I think we, excuse me, Mr. Smith.
Certainly.
Seems to me, if I remember, we had discussion, it may not be a bad idea to have a public member and a dental hygienist on board. However, maybe we should remove a couple of the dentists.
We did have that discussion.
Because I remember.
That's is there further thought. Discussion?
Sure. How large does this make the board?
Mr. Chair, Senator Trull, this would make it 11 members.
It's going to be a note.
From 9 to 11.
But again, I point out that
okay.
This committee is simply approving the budget, not approving the policy changes that would come in House Bill or House Bill 2250.
Let's see, and you'll have a chance to vote on that someplace.
But you're talking now about the from 9 to 11. We're not voting on that in this recommendation?
No. Well, we're just, Mr. Chair, we're just approving the funding but asking DAS to unschedule it so that if the legislature does approve it, the funding is there. If the legislature doesn't approve it, they don't have the funding.
The board remains the same.
The board remains the same. The funding level would remain the same without this package.
Crucial vote is on 2250.
Question.
Yes.
Can we remove the package, and if the measure passes, it can be taken up in the? Because I also have received a lot of emails on this issue, and I am not prepared to vote yes on this today.
Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, you're right. The other option would be to not approve the package, and if House Bill 2250 does pass, and that bill could be referred down here to Ways and Means, and the budget can be adjusted at that time. That's another option.
So we have two options, not consider 132 or to vote it down. Is that what I heard you say?
Mr. Chair, the two options would be to approve it as LFO has recommended,
okay,
with DAS on scheduling the money,
yes,
so that the department or the board would not have the money available,
uh-huh,
or not approve the package, and if House Bill 2250 does pass, that bill would come back down to Ways and Means, and limitation could be added at that time for the additional board members.
Everybody understand the motion?
Well, the option.
Mr. Chair, if the folks want to make another motion, I'll withdraw mine if somebody wants to do it differently.
What would be an appropriate motion, Rick, for what you just said about having second look?
Mr. Chair, the motion would be to not approve the package.
Okay. Senator Miller, there's a chance to vote no here. Package 132, composition of the board. And so there's no further discussion.
Someone has to make the motion, and I move that we not accept the package.
Okay.
Package 132.
Right. Representative Winters moved that we not accept LFO's recommendation on package 132. Is there discussion? The clerk will call the roll. We're voting on not approving. So a yes vote means no.
Representative Schrader?
Yes.
Representative Winters?
Aye.
Representative Close?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
No.
Representative Smith?
Yes.
Senator Strode?
No.
Senator Miller?
Aye.
Chair Hartung?
Aye. Motion is passed. Okay, Rick, let's move to the next.
Mr. Chair, member of the committee, package 133, the computer technology communication package. This package was to replace five computers, one purchased in 1998 and four in 1999. The board's intention was to replace those computers in the year 2003. The package also provides limitations on the fax machine. The LFO recommendation is to approve the package in the amount of $1,300 for the replacement of the fax machine, but not approve the replacement of the computers. This is an item that could be brought back to the next legislative assembly in their budget request, and still could be purchased in 2003 if it's approved at that time.
Is there a motion? Representative Schrader.
I'll move that, and I also had a request or suggestion, if possible, that with these small boards, the idea of turning these computers over every 3 years, I think, is not necessary. And they're getting these recommendations from DAS,
yeah.
And there's another package that's going to be coming up that, in another budget here shortly, that I have serious concerns about how DAS is looking at computer systems for these small boards. I wonder if it'd be appropriate for us to request DAS, whoever is making these recommendations, come on down and talk to our committee. And let us kind of give them our perspective and come to some resolution.
I think that's a good idea, because we have, 12 boards in the Senate Bill 5522 that we're voting on, and that's been a concern in every one of the 12, and so I think we'll do that. That's not a part of your motion,
no,
though. You're moving to approve LFO recommendation on package 133. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, hearing none. So ordered, passed.
Mr. Chair, just a sure. Comment. That's the same discussion that we're having in our committee. I think it would be consistent that we address this issue, because we want to be fair to all the agencies, and DAS is really the one that we need to be talking to.
Okay, now we need a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Dentistry as modified by LFO. And amend line 14 of Senate Bill 5522 to $1,639,700.
That's not going to be
the right amount. That's not going to be the right amount.
No, that's not the right amount, no.
Now that we have not approved package 132, and I can give you the correct amount here.
Subtract $22,834.
That amount would be $1,660.
$1 million.
Or $1 million. $616,949.
Okay, the new amount is $1,616,949. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair, I move the budget of Board of Dentistry as modified by LFO and recommended to the total figure of $1,616,949.
Representative Winters makes the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Okay, so we go now to the State Board of Finance. Do you want something else here?
You can talk about the simple practice, which relates to the Board of Finance. We're not going to be terrible.
Yes, no. Not that you're a matter.
It's a pleasure of the committee. Do you want to go to pharmacy now, which is the way we scheduled, or we close that and go to public hearing and work session on the fee bill, and it does have some effect on pharmacy?
Dentistry.
I didn't know we had fee bill.
No, I didn't either.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 5523 is a fee bill which requires the legislature to ratify fees that were increased through administrative rule during this 9901 biennium.
I would just assume to continue with the Board of Industry, the
Board of Pharmacy.
I mean Pharmacy, I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's the pleasure. Okay, we are in that part of the work session, Rick, so let's look at the State Board of Pharmacy. And the binders you have here.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, again, in your binders you have two documents. Again, first is a memorandum with some additional information that was provided in response to questions that were asked yesterday, or excuse me, on Monday when the Board of Pharmacy had their budget hearing. First two pages relate to fees charged by the board and their comparison to the fees of other states.
See, did we understand what the hay system was? I don't think I heard an explanation of that yesterday.
The final page in this packet is an explanation of the hay system that the Department of Administrative Services uses in their position classification.
DOS uses that in all of the boards?
Yes. All agencies.
Mm-hmm.
All agencies.
Implemented to stop various kinds of gender discrimination a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that
fasted?
That's what it's
called. Hasn't stopped.
Hasn't stopped. Okay.
They reevaluated the positions, and a lot of positions, because they were normally held by women, were lower paid. And they moved those positions up and put some more money.
I see. Okay. Explain that. See, was that the main question, or the schedule of the licensing fees?
That was the main question, was the pay system explanation and just a comparison of how Oregon's fees compare to other states. This is mainly for information purposes.
Okay. Everyone prepared to move into the LFO's recommendations now? Okay. Rick, current service level, Oregon Board of Pharmacy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, you have in front of you a spreadsheet with regards to the Board of Pharmacy and the LFO recommendations. Similar types of adjustments have been made here with regards to their current service level. At the bottom of page one, reduction of $2,912, the PERS rate adjustment, and a reduction of $7,425 for the Attorney General rate reduction in the base budget.
Senator Miller, comments, please?
That's good. One more, Tommy? Chairman, excuse me.
We don't want to go any farther than that. That's enough.
And then if we go to page 305, the reduction of $925 for the Attorney General rate reduction in the 030 package, and an increase of $1,866 for the adjustment in the risk management charges for a net change of $941 in the 030 package. The 050 package, which was a reduction of current service level due to a reduction in revenues. We made an adjustment for the PERS rate in that package as well. That brings us to a current service level of $2,099,987.
Sure.
Chair, I move that LFO recommendation as to the current service level amount, $1,099,987.
Senator Trow moves the LFO recommendation on the current service level in the amount of $2,099,987. Is there any discussion? Representative Close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can LFO give us what percentage increase that is? I see it's the decrease, but the
2,000,
I mean,
2,099. Yes, I can. Mr. Chair, Representative Close, that is a 12.3% increase in the current service level. The entire budget is a 12.3% increase.
Current service level shouldn't be nearly that much.
Well, the governor's recommended budget was $2,108,000, and a budget adjustment LFO $8,900 to an LFO recommended budget of $2,099,987.
Representative Close, are you asking what percent over current biennium's estimate?
Yes.
It's actually a reduction. I don't have the percentage. I can figure that for you. If you go to this very front page of the spreadsheet, it will show you what the 9901 estimated level is, and then the current service level is next to that. This is less than a 1%
increase. $20,000. Okay. Is there further discussion?
Mr.
Chairman? Senator Miller.
I wasn't able to find it on a committee in which I sit this morning. I've discovered, well, once again today and other days, that there are some, maybe doesn't apply here, but charges for audits that may or may not be performed. And just speaking for myself, I think that's not good budgeting practice, but I would rather see a line item for an audit that will be performed as opposed to, you know, this kind of shield the true cost by hitting everybody a little bit. And so I don't know if that's in here or not, but if it is, I'm not
sure. Rick, can you respond to that?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Senator Miller, all the agencies are assessed. An assessment from the Secretary of State's audit division, Secretary of State. It is in here. It's included in the base budget. This agency really doesn't have a choice in that matter. It's the Secretary of State's budget that would have to be dealt with to take this out.
Well, let me ask you this question, if I might. If we remove the amount calculated to pay for an audit that won't be performed, what amount would that be?
Mr. Chair, Senator Miller, I don't have that with me here. I do have a spreadsheet in my office that shows the amount that was assessed to each of these boards.
I'd be pleased to have that number when you can get it. And right. Until that time, Mr. Chairman, I'm not really prepared to vote yes.
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
Senator Trow?
I think we ought to have then a discussion with LFO, people in charge, because this arrangement was made when we went to this audit that we would spread the cost of the audit so that no one agency who got an audit that the legislature basically said it ought to have would be just famished by having to pay for it. So the idea was you spread the cost over all agencies, and you do some one time and some the next time and so forth. And over a period of time, if you need an audit, it gets done, and it's financed this way. And the legislature was a partner to that agreement. Now, if we want to back out of it piecemeal, we ought to know what the deal is. And hear from LFO and the
Secretary of State
about it. Otherwise, we have to somehow or other decide in advance who we're going to audit and put that in the budget. And that's really hard to know. Sometimes these audits come up very quickly because problems emerge that you need to go into. So there's a reason why it works this way, and maybe we ought to hear at least why that reason is, why that decision was made.
Rick, at the very least, can we get the amount that's in each one of the 12 boards that we have? How long would it take to do that?
It's sitting on the top of my desk.
Oh, it is. Do you have any idea how? I wonder, could you send someone up to get it, and we'll go on, and we'll just...
Mr. Chairman, I mean, if you're ready to proceed on this, I'm not going to hold you up for that, but I'm just going to kind of serve notice that I'm uncomfortable with this policy. It may have been done by a prior legislature, but I'm aware that legally a current legislature or past legislature cannot bind this one or any future legislature.
Right.
And if the policy adopted some years ago doesn't seem to be rational, at least in the eyes of somebody, I don't mind it being explored. And these hidden costs are not just there. We're looking at GIS costs for agencies that will get absolutely no benefit out of the charge. And if we can't be straightforward about what the charge is, then I'm not confident I'm doing my job.
Thank you, Senator. If it's
I'm not saying not to look.
If you would allow it, I would like to go ahead and pass this budget, because we couldn't make a big difference by holding that back, and Rick will get to us at our next meeting. I have no idea what we're talking about per board, the amount of money, but it's something, as the two senators mentioned, we need to have a discussion on that, and this has a very large effect on the Secretary of State's budget, too, but whatever we do.
Well, every state agency.
Every state agency, of course, right.
And
so
the House side would like to join in and say we too would like to make sure that that conversation
sure.
is had, because I would agree with Senator Miller that we're having the task this session to not to do business as usual.
Yep.
You know, we have the task of where we've had major cuts in budgets, and we're doing our job of due diligence, and so I think that we need to look at everything this session.
Okay. Fine, so if it's agreeable, then I would like to accept Senator Tro's motion to accept the LFO recommendation on the current service level of $2,099,987 other funds. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I'm not ready to vote on this budget either anyway. There's some things in it I don't like.
Okay.
The recommendation, not in the budget, but in the recommendation.
And the packages now, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the packages that we haven't voted on yet.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm fine with
that. You're okay with the current service level?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, I think we better go ahead and proceed with the packages anyway and see what it is we might want to change. Rick, on package 231.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, package 231 would restore the current service level. This, you'll notice in package 050 in page 3 was the package that reduced the budget. This package restores that same amount. This would require a fee increase in the 0103 biennium to bring the board back up to current service level. And the LFO recommendation is to approve the package to return to current service level in the amount of
$227,298. Okay. See, someone make the motion, and we'll have a discussion.
Sir, just a question. Explain what 050 package was. Why do we need to restore the country?
Yeah, that's what...
Mr. Chair, Senator Trow, the agency is required by law to build a budget based on current law.
Mm-hmm.
To continue at current service level would have put them in a deficit in imbalance. Mm-hmm. And so the 050 package reduces their current service level to get them within existing resources.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
That brings us to the current service level. Then the 231 package would restore those reductions that were made, and that's why there would be a fee increase needed to do that.
Okay, so somehow we've got to do this in order that then we can go ahead and do a fee increase, right?
That's what the way I...
I'll move that one.
All right, Senator Tro moves LFO recommendation on package 231. Discussion, please. Representative Schrader.
Following up on Senator Tro's comments, but the if the rest of these packages are adopted, if they are, that would mean they would need less of a fee increase when that fee bill is ready to be moved, potentially, and then that fee bill would be adjusted. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So the bill would be adjusted.
Well,
yes.
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader must point out, though, that these fees that are proposed to increase in 013 are not going to be in a fee bill. These fees would be approved through the administrative rule process that the agency does, and then would come back at the 03 session for approval. Now, you can certainly, this committee can certainly give direction to the board as to what that amount of fee increase could be or should be. And that could be included in a statement of expectation in the budget report.
So the fee increase we would be considering will just pay to restore the current service levels, right? It's not going to pay to for these new packages that still have to be approved by a fee increase later. Is that it?
Mr. Chair, Senator Throw, this budget, as adopted, would really determine the amount of the fee increase that would be needed.
In addition to the one.
In a total.
In a total. Okay.
Yes.
There's just going to be one fee increase.
There's going to be one fee increase to cover the entire budget as adopted.
Okay. Everyone understand the motion, the effect of it? I don't.
I don't.
Yes, my suggestion is that I would support Senator Tro's motion on package 231. As long as we include in the narrative a statement to the effect that the committee would expect that the ultimate fee increases that are administratively adopted in the 0103 biennium reflect the actual needs of the agency as established with our final recommendation for this budget.
Okay.
And may I add with any balance within the limitations established by that?
That 3.5.
The 3.5 month in imbalance.
That sounds good.
Do we need to say that? Isn't that obvious anyway?
Well, that Mr. Chair, Senator Tro, that's certainly the intent of the committee, and that is will be reflected in a statement of expectations included in the budget note, or in the budget report.
Yeah, I think it should be included. Is there further discussion? If not, let's see. We do have a motion to adopt package 231, don't we? You made the motion.
Senator Tro did.
Oh, Senator Tro made the motion. Is there any objection to adopting LFO recommendation package 231 to restore to the current service level? Seeing no objections, so ordered. Package 232.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, package 232 was the computer systems upgrade for the board. During the 1999 session, the subcommittee and Ways and Means Committee and the budget included $25,000 for the board to conduct an analysis of their computer system and develop a plan to upgrade their computer system. That analysis is currently going on, just started within the last month. Will probably go on until anticipated May or June. Therefore, the LFO recommendation is to not approve this package, but to encourage the board to continue to develop that analysis and develop some detailed requirements of what they want to do, and then return to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology during the interim, and have that JLCIMT committee make a recommendation to the emergency board as to the action to take with regard to the board's computer package.
Rick, and so I understand you to say if the computer system would really go down, which I gathered from the testimony from the board, that there's that possibility, why they could go to the e-board immediately and request? Or
come back to this committee for a limitation increase in the current biennium to do it.
That's only if we're still in session.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Or to the emergency board.
Emergency board. Okay. Senator Troll?
Yeah, it can be handled that way. That sounds like a good motion.
Okay. I'll move that. All right. Representative Schrader moves the eligible recommendation on package 232, the computer system upgrade. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Rick, package 233, agency policy and research.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, this package would establish two new positions with the board, and an assistant administrator and a secretary of clerical position. These are administrative costs, administrative positions. They would provide administrative support for a variety of activities, including the updating of administrative roles. It should be noted that in the current biennium, the board has excess limitation in their attorney general line item as of the end of December. And certainly that line item could be used to have the assistant attorney general review administrative rules rather than hire a position to do that. So the attorney general
wouldn't do that unless requested by the Board of Pharmacy to review.
That's correct. So the LFO recommendation is to not approve this package.
Someone like to make a motion?
I so move. I move that we recommend package 233, agency policy and research as recommended by the LFO in the amount not to approve.
Right, so Representative, let me get the motion and we'll discuss it. Representative Winters moves the LFO recommendation on package 233, agency policy and research, which would reduce the governor's recommended budget by $200,382. Senator Trill.
I sort of hate to step in here when an agency thinks it needs more help with positions. And so it is true that if you do the administrative rule review, you sure need a lot of help from legislative council, no question about that. Maybe they're the ones to do it, but I think this agency does need some more administrative help. They're asking for that. Their membership seems to be willing to pay for this. It's not as though this is general fund dollars or anything else. So I'd like to have them talk to why they need this administrative help, because I think we ought to at least consider that. And I don't know that we had an adequate discussion of that when they were before us.
I don't know if you were here or not, but the board's presentation, we did discuss that.
Well, I was here, and I'd still like to have some more discussion of it, maybe 5 minutes.
Sir.
Okay, thank you.
We will hold the motion on package 233, and if someone from the Board of Pharmacy would come and explain to us what not giving you the two positions will do to the operation of the board. Welcome to the committee. State your name and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Gary Schnabel, Executive Director of the Board of Pharmacy. I'm Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The practical activity and then the day-to-day operation of that Board of Pharmacy over the past, well, since I've been Executive Director and sometime before that, has just daily operation of that agency required the executive director and the administrative programs manager, the two people that we have designated for administrative functions, spending close to 80% of their time in operations responsibilities. Probably about 20% of our time has been devoted to administrative functions. And that's what's caused the stress and is really the main reason why we've asked for that FDE. And it's the executive director's responsibility to assure that the rules are reviewed and appropriately written and to develop agency policies and just run the office. But clearly the executive director can't do everything. He can't write all the rules. He can't write all the policies. Hire people. The executive director is responsible for the licensing, but we hire people to do the licensing. There's responsibility for compliance and investigations, and we hire people to do that. And I guess my message in this package request is that we need to hire somebody to do some of the administrative things that we just haven't been able to do. That's a strictly a workload problem.
Thank you, Mr. Stavel. Let's hear from Doss, and then we'll have questions. Do you have anything that you want to...
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, my name is Colleen Kinney, Department of Administrative Services. This is a part of the governor's recommended budget, so I have nothing more to add.
Okay, thank you. Questions? Comments? Senator
Trill. I'd like to ask. You reviewed this. You approved the recommendation for this package?
Mr. Chair, Senator Trill, it was recommended... it is in the governor's recommended budget. It was reviewed by Department of Administrative Services, Human Resources Services Division, and as part of an attachment that was included in Monday's packet, HRSD recommended rather than what the agency had requested, the title Assistant Administrator. It'd be better classified as a different title. I just have to look for it for a second. I think it was executive assistant. And
but with the title change, you think they need the help? Is that it? That's why you approved the package?
Mr. Chair, Senator Cho, yes.
Is there some way maybe of reducing the amount of help, hiring somebody part-time or hiring... you need a secretary as well. You need two positions. There's some way to get by with a combined one position or one and a half position so you can make some savings here and yet can still get some help. I sort of agree that maybe a lot of the work on the administrative rules ought to be done by the council. You've got money in there to do that. So. But it seems to me that you're making the case that you need some help with the administration of this agency. And I think you're making an effective case.
Representative Winters.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, you can respond to that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, Senator, thank you. We'd take anything we could get, one or two. We, you know, in the assessment that we made, not just me, but the board members looking at our workflow, you know, there are, I mean, we have people doing things that we ought to probably have a secretary doing, but if we got one person, we would adjust. We've got, you know, current staff that we will do whatever we can in adjusting their workflow. The problem is we cannibalize our compliance staff all the time for the investigations and inspections. If we don't get this position or if we get part of it, that's what we do. You know, it may slow some things down, but the world still turns and you know, if we, it clearly is an issue with the administrative rules as well as policies in the agency, and we got a real strong message at the last legislative session to not use our attorney general and to do things with our own staff, and that's what we've been trying to do. You know, now we're getting a little different message, so we'll use the AG with what money we've got left. And
yeah, but further questions? Okay. Representative Winters?
Just a question. Has Human Resources done an analysis on workload within the pharmacy board? Have you had that kind of a time on task study done?
Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, the organization as a whole has not been evaluated by HRSD, no.
So
that position they were requesting.
So we requested positions and not looked at the whole operation of the board to see where they're best to do shifts or spans of control and those kinds of issues.
Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, that's correct.
I would recommend that be done because there could be that there's some elements that, you know, you have some latitude and I would think that you'd want to know where your weak and your strengths are in your personnel, you know, in order to get your job done.
Representative Schrader.
I have two questions, I think, basically for LFO. What has been the growth in the staff in this agency the last few years? You get a hint of it on the dash sheet, page 2, where seven it was 10.5 FTE, and now they want to jump it up to 15 FTE.
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, I do know that in the 1991 budget, the FTE, I believe, was at 7.0.
So in 10 years,
maybe 7.5.
How many, and further question?
Certainly.
How many other boards have an assistant administrator?
Mr. Chair, administrator, the only one that I know of is the Board of Medical Examiners.
I guess I might point out to the committee that on page 59 of our booklet for the pharmacy, there have been very little. We gave them a new investigator, as I understand, last session. There's been little change in the disciplinary actions. They've sent out a bunch of warning notices, and there's been an actual decrease in investigations. So I'm having a hard time coming to the fact that we need more people to solve the issue. I find it hard to believe that we need to up the FTE another 4.5 in this board. I don't think that's good use of the pharmacist money, quite frankly, until there's a case made that the workload is really bad. I guess we were new to the board. Now Mr. Noddle's just come on. Maybe there's an adjustment factor for some of the members that have come on board and get comfortable with the operations. And after a biennium or so, then
we'll take that if I can get it too.
Yeah, can go forward here a little bit. But since it's very rare to have an assistant administrator, I'm not real comfortable with moving ahead with adding those positions at this point. Would be more inclined to support the LFO recommendation that we've got before us.
Is there further discussion on the motion? Yeah.
I so move.
Okay.
Well, I'm already there.
Would
I
you
made
get
the motion.
Senator Miller, somebody down there, please? He's standing outside there. Thank you, Beth.
We move to accept the LFO's recommendation.
Yes, Senator.
It's possible that it is, Mr. The name is running away from me.
Snobble?
That's back there. The representatives.
Oh.
Ed.
Yeah.
Ed.
Okay. Yeah. Ed, would you like to say something to us?
Just take a second.
Yeah, Senator Miller, we have before us package 233.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And it's to not, the LFO recommendation is not approve the package. Ed.
Okay.
Identify yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ed Hughes for the Pharmacy Steering Council. I've been a pharmacy lobbyist for 32 years, and there's times...
I know your last name. I'm sorry.
Hughes. Times come up on occasion when everybody's uncomfortable, and I think we have one of those times here. I would just make a simple request that maybe we take another look at this budget in May when we know a little bit more about the money situation. Come back and revisit it if they could have that privilege, and that it would just be my simple request. If you want reasons, I'll give you three quick reasons why.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The baby boomers, sorry. A lot of them are getting older. People are getting sicker. Because they're getting older, they're using more meds and more drugs, and that drives this pharmacy board. Mm-hmm. Need to realize that. And I did, you know, Rep. Schrader, I know what you're saying, but you need to, I think, look at that part. The other thing is, this is the most regulated industry and profession in the world. There's no one more regulated than pharmacists and pharmacies, drug companies, so forth. And you have all of that, and this board, little board is trying to handle all of that with understaffing. And then the next thing, it's hard for me to ask for more FTEs for a state agent. It really is. But and then products and services. You see, this board is different from your other boards. You really can't match it up very well because this board handles both the services of the pharmacist, plus a product. So the service and the product mix also creates an additional burden on these folks. They really do need the help, and if you could just come back and revisit in May, then that's all I'm asking. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Ed Hughes. We may have a question for you. Sit down. Thank you. You mentioned that if we hold off on this budget and take a look at it, March and May forecast, there's nothing that would indicate that we're going to have more money. Of course, this is all other funds.
I know. Of it is general funds.
Oh, I recognize that, but his argument was, let's take a look at the forecasts.
Yeah.
And so, we understand that it's other funds, but on the other hand, too, why we treat the other funds just like it was taxpayers' funds, because they end up paying for it eventually, too, and you understand. Any questions for Mr. Hughes?
Could I ask?
Certainly, Representative Close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you just explain to me, I'm looking at the fees that are charged in other states, and I see that the big fee increase would be the wholesalers and the manufacturers. And I understand
why you need more money, but, you know, I'm concerned that those costs are passed on to the consumer. Could you just address that?
I do not represent the wholesalers or the manufacturers. I represent the firing line community pharmacists, but the board could probably address that.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Excuse me. Mr. Schwab, you were going to answer?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Close. The licensees of the Board of Pharmacy include, besides the pharmacists and pharmacies, all pharmaceutical manufacturers and pharmaceutical wholesalers, and these are large corporations, multinational, huge corporations, and they do business in our state, and you know, we try to keep tabs and try to do what we can, and we have a pretty good relationship with them usually. To a corporation the size of Merck or Johnson & Johnson or you know, those people, you know, $300 or $400 fee, you know, I mean, pretty soon you're talking about real money, and I recognize that. But $300 or $400 for registration of that manufacturer doesn't impact the cost of drugs or the cost of their business. And we don't do it because it's trivial. I mean, we do it to you know, try and balance the budget and to make sense out of the regulation that we get involved with them.
Thank you. I see that Arizona is way beyond us. Thanks.
Is that it, Representative Close?
Yes, thank you.
Representative Winters?
Mr. Ed Hughes had talked about, you know, revisiting this. I would feel a lot better if the agency would take the opportunity and visit with DAS and Human Resources to really look at its organization, get them to look at the whole need within that organization and then sometime come back to us. Because it may be that you really need something other than what you requested. And I think personally I would, in doing our job, would prefer that you did that and then let us revisit this issue either through the e-board process or another process.
Okay, is there other further discussion? So the motion before us is on package 233, accept the LFO recommendation, which is to not to approve the package, which would reduce the governor's recommended budget by $200,382. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair. Senator Crowe. Following up on what Representative Winters said, yes. That should this motion pass, if we could not maybe have in the budget narrative some statement to the effect that the agency should study its staffing needs and report to the emergency board about them with the idea that if they can demonstrate that they need further improvement in staff, that the emergency board would consider that.
Yes, I like that. Is that agreeable to the rest
agreeable.
Of the members? Okay, and so is there any objection to the motion with Senator Trow's addition?
I would like to register an objection. I'm sorry, excuse me, Mr. Chair, isn't it on passing LFO's recommendation? Am I
yes.
right, motion? Yes, I would object to that.
Okay, you do not want to accept LFO's recommendation.
Correct.
Mr. Chair, I would object as well, except that I liked what we've done as a compromise, so I will vote for the motion with the idea that they clearly can study this problem, come back and make a report to the e-board.
Okay.
And if they need staff, that will be continued.
Is there further discussion? If not, the motion does pass. Let the record show that Representative Hobson voted no. All right, let's see. Package 234.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, package 234 is a package that would convert one part-time limited duration FTE to permanent status. This is the Pharmacist Recovery Program Director that was established in the last legislative session in the budget. And the LFO recommendation is to approve the package.
You've heard the LFO recommendation. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move LFO recommendation to approve the package at $10,013 of other funds.
Representative Winters moves package 234, which is the pharmacist recovery program, and approve the package at $10,013 other funds. Is there further discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Package 235.
Package 235 is the travel package for the board. The package provides $10,000 of funds for out-of-state travel for staff to attend national conferences. It also provides $21,107 for in-state travel. The in-state travel is a part of the routine inspections that the inspectors for the board do. They inspect pharmacies and drug outlets throughout the state. The number of inspections, as was the testimony on Tuesday, or on Monday, indicated, and the information we received indicates that the number of inspections conducted by the board staff has increased. The LFO recommendation is to approve the package in the amount of $21,107 for the in-state portion, travel portion, but not approve the $10,000 for out-of-state travel.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Representative Smith moves the LFO recommendation, package 235, in-state, out-of-state.
Sure. He tells why he's not approving the out-of-state. Yeah. What's the problem with approving it?
Mr. Chair, Senator Trow, they currently have several members that attend these conferences, and I think this is for additional conferences and additional members to travel. And we felt that the number of people attending these conferences currently is adequate. They can come back and share this information with other members.
Is that okay with you?
Mr. Chair,
yes.
Representative Trow, we have a variety of opportunities with these national meetings to be involved in development of national drug policy and to network with the DEA and the FDA, with whom we have an interesting relationship. They're the federal government the federal agencies that do nationally the things that we do here in the state on a state basis. So we have to maintain a pretty close relationship with them. Similarly with the state boards of pharmacy and the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy. I mean, these aren't hour-long meetings in a room where we can all sit at the telephone. These are usually two or three-day events where a variety of presentations are offered, and we have a chance for training, and we have a chance for networking and input into policies at the national level. I mean, I've sat at the table several times with FDA leadership and with the DEA leadership and Health and Human Services, and I guess we're not just asking to get a couple more people at those meetings. We do come back and share. We take one or two persons, usually a staff person and a board member when we can, sometimes one. What I'm looking for is not more people at those meetings, but some of the meetings that we've had to decline or turn down or not get to.
Senator Trow?
I think we ought to, increasingly, pharmacy is such a national, international problem. You need people who are well-informed. You need to go out to these meetings. And, probably the national meetings are more important than the state meetings. And so I can't understand why we're cutting this small amount of money out when we want an informed board and an informed staff to go to these meetings. So I don't like this this recommendation.
Representative?
A question. Does the reduction of the $10,000 also mean that you cannot, and I'm sure you probably accompany a board member with you when you go to these meetings, that that would no longer occur?
Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, make sure I heard the question. Would this mean I wouldn't be able to go to some meetings that we currently mm-hmm. go to? It probably would be that I would go to the same meetings. We would not be able to take Board of Pharmacy members to some of those meetings when they might have in the past.
My question was, would you still be able to take maybe one member with you, but you may not be able to take an entourage?
Mr. Chair, Representative Winters.
Or two or three?
Yeah, since I've been on the board, we've never taken more than two. Well, there was one time when we had three staff people attend a meeting of the National Boards of Pharmacy, and that was a training session. That was a new staff person, and it was introducing some new regulatory policies that the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy wanted to get out. So we had three people at that meeting. Other than that, we have never had more than, since I've been there, one board member and one staff person at the same meeting. One of the things we tried to do is to get our public members more involved, and there is a national group, I'm spacing out the name, but they are for the purpose of educating public members of health regulatory boards. Last year, their meeting was in Seattle, so not the clear, no, the AACC, CAC.
Yeah.
Community Action Committee or something like that. Anyway, it's a nationally recognized group for lay members of health regulatory boards. And last year, their meeting was in Seattle, so we sent both of our public members to that because of the proximity. But we have not before been able to send them anywhere.
Question.
Representative Close, and then Representative Smith.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'd just like to make the point that I'm not against the out-of-state travel. I guess it's the $10,000 figure compared to the legislative travel budget for the BAM, which I believe is $1,000 that we get to travel, and we end up, that gives us maybe one meeting, and then we pay the rest out of our pocket. So it's the huge difference that concerned me.
Thank you, Representative Smith.
Okay, I'm not clear. This out-of-state, this additional $10,000 out-of-state travel, would your board members who are currently dentists, practicing dentists, pharmacists, I'm sorry, travel to these anyway for the enhancement of their own practice?
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, these meetings are not the association meetings. Our board members would commonly travel to APHA, the American Pharmaceutical Association, and the National Community Pharmacists Association, the American Society of Consultant Pharmacists. There are a number of association meetings that they would attend. None of those meetings are ones that I use agency funds to go to. I probably should have somebody at those because we can't have our heads in the sand. We need to know what's going on, and there's a point, I think, below which you can fall in your knowledge base where you can't appropriately regulate. But to answer the question, the board members do go to their association meetings, both state and nationally, but those aren't part of our travel budget. These are for boards of pharmacy or DEA or FDA regulatory issues.
A question.
Certainly.
Why does the DEA come to Oregon?
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, the DEA has an office of diversion, Office of Drug Diversion in Portland, which is one division of the agency, and we deal with them continuously, almost on a daily basis for a variety of issues, but the national DEA meetings are really policy development and issues, updates, and
follow-up.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess why I'm against the $10,000 travel is it's not itemized and justified well enough to me who is going where, how often, when, and for how much. I have a real problem rubber stamping the $10,000 out-of-state travel budget when I don't know what I'm buying. I mean, if I go down and buy a new car, I'm going to pay $10,000 for it. Let me tell you, I know what it's inside and out, and I don't feel that you have made your case to me to justify that.
Thank you, Representative Schrader.
I'm sorry. I think what this comes down to, and I think the pharmacy board needs to know, this is we've had this general discussion with all the boards, so it's not like it's against the pharmacy or anything like this. And I think our votes usually come down, or probably will this time, on how we view the role of the regulatory boards and their relationship to continuing education. There are those that feel strongly that part of the pharmacy board's mission is to spend time getting involved, all the board members, it's very important, just like any continuing education for pharmacists or veterinarians, they should all know all the regulatory issues, have the opportunity to see these things presented at national meetings, et cetera, so they have a fuller grasp, so when they go back and look at these budget or look at these complaint the discipline issues that they need to have that to vote on it. Then there are some of us, like myself, that pay these fees and have a board and say, well, gee, the reason we have a committee administrator is so that that person with maybe, you know, one other board member every biennium or whatever goes to a meeting, a national meeting where the new changes are discussed. They get up to speed, and it's their job to come back and educate the rest of the board. And that, given the level of complexity, et cetera, and the expectations, I think, of most of us in the professional field is kind of where most of us are. Your organization may be different. I apologize. I don't mean to speak out of turn that way. But my view is colored by that perception. I expect my colleagues and myself to stay up to date as often as necessary and as much as I personally can afford, because I pay my own way to my continuing education things. And I think that's very, very important. But to use, you know, my dollars as a contributing veterinarian by my board to go to more than one meeting a year and have more than one person, more than one board member attend, I would have trouble with that. So I guess I come down philosophically that I would rely on Mr. Schnabel and one of the board members to go, and it's very important, and come back and educate the rest of the board. And so that's the reason I am more comfortable with the LFO recommendation. It comes from that standpoint.
I just
Representative Winters.
Thank you. I just have one question, and it's on budget page 113, where you do list your boards or your national meetings, and I believe I've counted 11. Now, are these 11 annual meetings? And I noted that, and that staff is expected to attend all of those annual meetings, and they're all seem to be out of state.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, this list includes all of the agencies that we have close contact with and an ongoing invitation to participate. We don't make it to all these meetings. Some years we make it to one and not the other. We've never made it to all. In a busy year, we might make 5 meetings. And that's kind of what we would shoot for. These are the ones that we feel are real important. I mean, we're not making it to annual meetings for all these 10 groups. These are just the groups that we basically are required to pay a lot of attention to.
Because your narrative says meetings we would normally be expected to attend annually include, and there's a list of 10.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, I apologize if that was not clear. Maybe I stated it too strongly in the narrative. We don't make it to all of those meetings.
Thank you.
Mr. Schnabel, I might say, you know, each one of us bring our own life's experience to the table. My experience has been all my life I've been going to meat industry conferences and education conferences. And I must say, in this day of information, you can get the most up-to-date good information daily on the web and internet, and I hope you're taking advantage of that in terms, because I agree with Senator Cho, your industry is certainly very volatile, and with our global economy it's more so than ever, but I hope you're taking advantage of everything that is offered in the new technology and internet and the web and all that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, and we do try to do that with the equipment that we've got and the staff. We do have internet access to each one of the investigators, and we do have connections with a variety of websites from all these agencies, so we do try and keep up that way.
You said with the equipment you have, I understand that to mean if you had some better or different equipment, you could keep more up to date with what's going on in your industry?
Mr. Chair, I guess I was referring to the issues that we're going through with our website right now and putting some or trying to put some time and some resources into improving our website and having direct connections that way. The computers that we have at our workstations can receive the internet input, and so that part isn't the problem.
Okay.
We don't have sound capability. We were trying to get people in the office to be able to listen to some of this, and we can't do that.
That's good.
Maybe that's better.
No.
If the $10,000 isn't approved for out-state travel, how much does that leave in their budget that they have access to?
Mr. Chair, Representative Winters, Governor's budget for out-of-state travel currently is $20,944, so it'd be $10,944 remaining in the budget for out-of-state travel.
Okay. So there's still substantial amount left in the budget.
Okay.
Is there further discussion? Okay, we have the motion before us, and Senator Miller, the motion is package 235. In-state, out-of-state travel, the LFO recommendation is approve the package in the amount of $21,107 for the state portion and not approve the $10,000 for out-of-state travel. Someone make that motion, did they?
I did.
Okay, that's right. Representative Smith. Is there further discussion? Is there any objection? Okay, let the record show that Senator Trow objected. Further objections? If not, motion is passed. And now we need a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Pharmacy as modified by LFO and amend line 11, page 2 of Senate Bill 5522 to $2,358,405.
Mr. Chair, I move the approval of the budget of the Board of Pharmacy as modified by LFO and amended by line 11, page 2 of Senate Bill 5522 to, what's the number?
$2,358,405. Is there any discussion? Everyone understand the motion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so order. Yes.
For an explanation.
Yes.
Parts of this budget that I'm not enthusiastic about, I think overall I support it. But I do think that it's important that they, again, reassess their staffing and we help them do that.
Good. Thank you. Let's see, before we vote on sending, we now have covered the 12 board bills that are in 5522, but Rick says he needs to hand this out something before we can vote on sending that to the full Ways and Means.
Do you want
it? I can put the file over here. Thank you. What's related license? Excuse me, Representative Close, Rick. Come over here so we know what the question is. What did the Representative Close know?
Mr. Chair, she was just asking for an explanation of how this one of my worksheets was built.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so what do we need to do?
We're still in work session.
Yes, we're still in work session.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have now considered all 12 budgets in this bill. However, at the time some of these budgets were considered, we did not know the rate adjustment for the Attorney General. So what I've done here is brought back to you those boards that we need to make a rate adjustment for the Attorney General fees. And that's the only rate adjustment that you'll see on this particular handout that I gave to you. In the middle column there for the Attorney General adjustment, those boards that have a zero there, that rate adjustment was already made in the budget.
We considered that those boards after the rate adjustment was made by Senator Moore.
That's right. Correct. So what you would be approving today is Senate Bill 5522 to go to the full Ways and Means Committee with the adjusted budget recommendation numbers, as you see here.
And let's see, those only adjustments are in the Attorney General column. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. Representative Winters?
I move that we approve the
Motion's at the bottom of the bill.
Motion at the bottom of the bill.
Yes.
Motion to approve Senate Bill 5522 is amended and sent to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered. Now, Rick?
Now,
we are ready for carriers for this bill.
Okay.
You got a question in front of you?
Oh, excuse me. Yes.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I was just going to see if that overall number would be adjusted now that the Board of Dentistry's total amount had changed based on today's work session.
That's correct.
That's correct. Thank you.
I move we reconsider the motion we just made, Mr. Chair.
We have a motion to reconsider the motion that we just made and passed without objection. We will reconsider, and the new motion is?
The new motion is to approve. We've got to wait for him to do the
numbers. Yeah, we've got a calculation.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the new adjusted recommendation for the Board of Dentistry is $1,616,949.
Okay, Representative Winters moves to approve Senate Bill 5522 as amended and send to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. The amount in $1,616,949. Is there discussion?
Well, the Board of Dentistry.
Right.
Are we?
That was the only.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was the only change. Yes, Board of Dentistry. Okay. Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so forth. See, now do we want carriers to the full and the House?
Got to approve the full thing, or have we done that already?
We just did that.
To the full and to the House and the Senate. Each one. Do I have volunteers to the full? Yeah, okay. Representative Schrader to the full and to the House. And Representative Winters to the House. Volunteer for the Senate?
I'll do it if you don't want to, Mr. Chair, but you've got other members and you may want to sign it elsewhere.
I think it would be well if you do it, Senator Tro. Thank you very much.
No, geez, I got something to do with it.
Hey, you're on the
floor.
Oh, no, that was to the Senate. Yeah, if you're for the Senate, sure. Okay. All right, and now let's see. We want to consider, we'll close the work session on the State Board of Pharmacy and open public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 5523, Health-Related Licensing Board's Fee Bill. Rick, what do we have here? I'll pass them. You tell us.
Yes, pass
these out. Pass them
down. Yes, well, this is the
last one. Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 5523, again, is the fee bill. Those fees that were raised, administrative rule, during the 9901 biennium. For those of you, I also have copies of that bill, particularly if you would like to see a copy of it.
Anybody want to see a copy of 5523?
I will tell you, however,
very good,
that Senate Bill 5523 will be amended. There's only one fee in the current bill that is correct. Everything else in this bill will be eliminated. There was some confusion as to what needed to come before the legislature in this bill. There's also fees in this bill for boards that are being heard in front of another subcommittee. Those fees will be taken out and put in a fee bill for that particular subcommittee to address. What will be in this bill are fees for two agencies. One is the Board of Dentistry, the budget EU passed today. The other is for the Health Licensing Office. That Health Licensing Office is scheduled for public hearing tomorrow and work session on Monday. So we'll be addressing their fees in this bill when we do their budget tomorrow.
Can't we address Senate Bill 5523 next Monday then after we complete the work?
If you'd like to, we could do it all next Monday.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Without objection, we'll do that as any business to come before this committee. If not, we are adjourned.